This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The satellite TV unit of Englewood's EchoStar is restructuring unpaid debt. Dish filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on Tuesday. The company's operations and employees won't be affected, according to a statement from EchoStar. Dish is expected to emerge from bankruptcy later this year. The plan still has to be approved by the court. A majority of the company's lenders agreed to the plan. Thousands of people remain evacuated from their homes as the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado continues to grow. KRCC's Shauna Lewis visited a few places set up to help those evacuees in Pueblo yesterday.
The parking lot at the Disaster Assistance Center is packed, and it's really busy inside. There's conversations everywhere filling the room. People have questions, and dozens of agencies and organizations are there, ready to help with housing, mental health care, and more. There are rows and rows of cots lined up in a darkened room. In a nearby building, dogs and cats and other pets each have their own crate where they can be safe while their families get help.
KRCC Shauna Lewis reporting yesterday from Pueblo. Find the latest at CPR.org or KRCC.org. The inaugural World Rugby Nations Cup kicks off in the Denver area this weekend. Four of the 12 teams in the round-robin tournament are slated to play at Dick's Sporting Goods Park today. Tonga and Zimbabwe will face off at 4:15. USA plays Portugal at 7 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.